Hey, I'm Alan.
This is Ricky Vega mapped out.
I'll show it to Esther.
But now they have the blue one, so the distance will probably be fixed. So you won't have to like figure out. I'll go just two of the quick just from yesterday. I saw just a couple things that. Oh, so one thing I saw is I think we were Mechavis and Marshall again. Because again, Tyson is asking, why should it be that I'm not sure like the base of Avich Loilom Ains again? Ains again because it's not Tresis. Why is it not Tresis? So Rashi says because he's keeping her connected to him forever. She's Ogud Gadei forever because she can never go to the base of Avich. So Tyson says, you see from the Dorim, that if I say I'm not going, if this person takes a net, he's not going into this guy's house. And the guy sells the house or dies, he goes to the house. So yeah, but based on you. So I think we were medayik this yesterday, but I saw it last night in my short talk. Says it. So I just bring the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim is talking about two things: meis oy mochrod. If the guy dies, or if the guy sells the house, you can go into the house. But we were medayik. Toysus doesn't ask from the mochrod case; he only asks from the meis case. So why? But that's partial because when you, in the Gemara Nedarim, the Gemara is discussing, can you get enough in this house? The four walls of this house. Can you get enough in this house? So if the guy sold it from Reuven's house, so if Reuven sold it to Shimon, it's now Shimon's house. So you get enough. What if Reuven bought another house, different house? So I Chayra, you can't get enough. So over here, there's no, what? Or, what? It does make sense. Oh. So over here, there's no Malcolm with Tyson to ask from the sale case, because Tyson isn't interested in the house he's living in now. Tyson wants to know, is this Tyson or not? Right. Did you keep her locked into you for the rest of her life or not? So if the father sells the house, she's still locked into you because she still can't go home to Beis Aviyah. Now Beis Aviyah moved three blocks away, but it doesn't matter. It's Beis Aviyah. That about the four walls of the house. Like you say, every base of the end of the year doesn't mean that. It means whatever father is, whatever father is now. So it's always mamshik. So Tyson has no kasha from Moch, right? But Tyson does have a kasha from Mase. Because if the father dies, there's no more base of the year. No more base of the year. So therefore, we should say that that it is a good crisis because they're not cutting her off forever. When the father will die, she can go in. Oh, that's Tyson's kasha. So, let me just make sure. So first point I want to tell you is that the Mashal Taka speaks to the Kudah, which came up yesterday among us on the Peyam and Aleph and the Mashal. No. One second. It's not the Mashal Bayot. It's the Mashal and Erevin. I think it's the Mashal and Erevin. What's our Divya Maskul? No. I'm an ass, yeah. I'm sorry. The same place in Erevin that says Shabbat of the days, it's Mashal over there. Mashal over there. One line, I think it's Mashal in Erevin. One line, Mashal, but that's what he speaks out. That's what he speaks out. Now, the other Nakuda was, so Tyson's answer is, you have to say that Beis Aviyah means even the Yarshim, Yaitzeh, Chalotzim, anybody that comes out from Aviyah, and therefore you're actually cutting her off the rest of her life. So we said, why don't you answer a little bit more posh? Just answer that, Enechanami, he's answering the Lo'ilam. If the father dies, will she be able to go? Yes. But we don't know that he's going to die. We don't know. I mean, it could very well be he locked her in for her whole life. On the side that the father dies, then he didn't lock her in.
She could die before him.
She could die before him. It could very well be that you locked her in for a whole life. So that's called a lack of proof. That's what we wanted to say. So the truth is, that's what the Tosfos Yeshanim says in Erevin. On the side of Tosfos in Erevin, it says, top of you, Tosfos Yeshanim. And he says this seven. But I told you the Kasha yesterday, so I saw last night also, it's the Rishash's Kasha. The Rishash and Erevin on the spot. As for this Kasha, the Tosfos Yeshanim. If that Tosfos is true, it's a problem for the Gemara and Gittin. Because the Gemara and Gittin has that exact case. The Gemara and Gittin says, if he tells you, don't drink wine, kol's man, chaye, Reuven, as long as Reuven lives. Since Reuven could die first, it's a good crisis. It's a perishable motto. So, How in the world is Beit Yerushalayim going to work out that Gemara? I don't have a teretz yet. I wanted to tell you that I saw the Kashim sign, the Rishashim. Well, you want to say there's a difference in the type of Tanai that you make, meaning what? Meaning, if you say, the case of there is Al Tishti Yayin, Kol Chayei Ruven. So Gemara says, if it's possible, Ruven will die in her lifetime. So it's not called you kept her connected to forever. It's called a good dream. So we want to say over here by Beis Aviv, even though we wanted to say, Shana wants to say that by Beis Aviv, since he might die before in her lifetime, we want to say it's not a good dream. It doesn't matter that he might die in her lifetime. It doesn't matter because we don't know if he's going to die. So as long as there's a thought that I locked her in, or I be'etzem locked her in. Him dying is something else that would happen to change it. If you want to say it a little bit more lumdish, I laughed him in the etzim. He died, so that's something which will happen later to undo it. But what I did was the etzim something forever. It's not like 30 days. So we want to say it's not complete. We wanted to say that that's not complete. The Gemara Gittin says it is complete. So do you want to say, because it's talking about the type of Tanai, meaning when I'm locking you in not to go back to Beis Aviv, which going back to Beis Aviv is not just a Tanai, you know, jump up and down three times, don't drink wine. Going back to Beis Aviv is a Tanai which undermines the Etzem Krisis. Krisis means you're going back to Beis Aviv, and I'm telling you not to go back to Beis Aviv. So then, yeah, but what about the 30 days? 30 days, that doesn't matter. Like that really calls you not going back. I mean, it's somewhere in the middle. That's fine. Right, someone said that. Right. He's saying, but when he's saying something which is more lo'olam, so then it depends what he's talking about. If he's talking about Stam Tanai, it's a big Kiddush, I don't know. You know, it's Stam Tanai, drop him down 3 times, don't drink wine, spin on your head. So then, as long as Reuven might die first, it's a good creep. But when I might be locking you in never to go back, even though there is a tzad, the father will die first, that's already cold enough that it's cold enough that I'm keeping you by me. It's not called a creep. Because the etzim Tanai that I'm making, the type of Tanai that I'm making, that's what he wants to say. That is Tanai is equivalent. Interesting. No, so that's what we want to say. So we want to say it's not increasing. Because it's keeping her connected to him. Aye, but the wine case, it's the same chances that it will be undone. True, it's the same chances that it will be undone. But when you have something like that, which goes to Oilam unless somebody dies, then you have to down on it according to what the Tanai was. That's what he was. Which could be. Okay, that's already right. That already right. You're only talking about the middle case. Yeah. If I ask the oilam, then it doesn't matter if it's jumping your head three times. That's a lack of creep. But in this middle case, where it might be creep, it might not be creep, depends on something happening. Then you can have a chalik between the type. That's what he wants to say. At least according to the Tzitz Yishon. But somehow the Tzitz Yishon has to work out with that Gemara and Gid. That's the Rishash's Kash. It sounds like a seal to the Gemara. Okay, could be. Could be. Kiddush. Yeah, but he has nothing to do with it. Well, yeah, but you still have to know if it was a good get or not. For example, does she have to do chalitza? Let's say he dies a month later and now you have to know it. It's a good guess.
That's why it's not like saying anything.
What? Right. She doesn't need to get if he died. She doesn't need to get if he died. Is she chayav to do yibum? Let's say the girl comes to you and says, you know, I'm stuck. My I have no kids, and my husband has a brother who lives in China. He's not from and not interested in Hebrew. What should I do? Not to do chalitza. He doesn't want to do chalitza. So now it's very, very important to know whether she got a get or not. I mean, it still makes enough. What I mean is, it still makes enough kamina, even if he dies. It still makes enough kamina. Could she marry a kohen? If there was a get, no. If there wasn't a get, yes. Is she an almana or a grusha? Not kamina. You know. Yeah, but releasing her from the Ashes Ish. Release her. You're saying you understand the story of Murray Gibson very well. Whatever, I'm saying. Okay. That's still called a good reason. But we're saying it's a Kiddush. We're saying it's not called a good reason. So we're being Mechadish, really wants to be Mechadish, but when the Etzim deny the Tanai of not going back to the Beit Ovich, that's worse. Because that's something which the Etzim...
What's she meant to do if she
can... Right, that's the whole thing. The whole thing is go back to Beit Ovich. Right. That's what he wants to say. Right. Okay, good. Very good. I'll go upon him. Fine. So if you want, look up in Arizona, you see, then the Marsha and the Mashash over there. And this whole thing about selling the house, they brought the back over there, a shach. I didn't get into it so much. But there's more to it. It seems like there's more to it. The Marsha says what we said, but it could be the... If you want to look at the Mephorish with the back of Arizona, you'll see more. Okay, fine. Right there. So I just want to finish up the end Gemara. And then I'll tell you about the Wikileaks. So Gemara wants to know like this. Chad mechad lo asim. Chad mechad lo asim means... Oh, another thing. I spent a little while trying to work out what Tosfos meant by when there's a chumra in the pasuk, you cannot read it into the Kal Vachomer because yesh lo loymer shi hagoremes mailo. It's a Tosfos that Rosh at the bottom of Daled Amud Beis says the same thing, but he explains a little bit more. I still don't think I have it clear enough to go over them. Something about Tosfos wants to say, use the din that Chesed could be part of the Hekdesh as a weakness, really. Read it into the Kal Vachomer, as Tosfos wants to say over there. Even though Chesed could be part of the Hekdesh, but still it can't be mighty, and yet it could be Machnis. So a star, which could be mighty, still could be Machnis. So Tosfos is saying something like, you can't do that, because once you bring up the fact that Kesem is by the Hekdesh, that means Kesem is strong, by definition. Kiya Garemas Maila means the Torah is giving it a din, that it's strong. It is not a Kashan Svora. The Gemara is asking Kashan Svora. You know, like, maybe for example, Torah says, Chumashal Svora, you can put it to a Kavachar. What's a Chumashal Svora? So maybe like we had before, by the Ami of Ria. She's mixed with Kesef because she goes out with Kesef. It's a logical idea. That's a, right, like we saw in Torah with Divya Maskel Sanego. It's logical. If she goes out with Kesef, she can come in with Kesef. So therefore, don't prove anything from the Amivriya to the Isha. But here it's not about logic. Being part of the culture has nothing to do with the Etzem idea over here. It's just you see a certain strength. When you see a certain strength, right, so I think that's what this means. You see a certain strength. So automatically that means it's stronger. You can't.
Why does it mean it's stronger? There's certain things that have certain types of strength.
Other types of strength.
Yeah, to make it.
To make
it.
Yeah.
That it's stronger altogether there, because they have certain
sense.
You just look at some certain properties of metals and things like that. Yeah. One can set up a tube for bending, the other one is like solid
as that,
but it will melt.
Yeah. Like, yes, I'm not sure. It needs more work. Again, if you want to see more about it, the Tosfos that Rosh at the bottom of Daled Amud Beis asks a very similar kasha. Really, Tosfos asks it. We didn't see the Tosfos. But the bottom Tosfos in Daled Amud Beis asks a similar kasha to what he's asking over here. And the Tosfos of Rosh over there says an answer which explains a little bit more what this means, ksuva the difference between a chumrah in svara and a chumrah ksuva bakra. But I admit that for me it still needs more work. So it's good you have Friday, you have Shabbos, you can work it out. Okay, fine. Let's just finish up the Gemara. So we tried over the last blot or so to learn out the din of kesef, the din of shtar, and the din of bia from kabbal choymes, this one works by bia, so this one should work by bia, kesef. And we answered each time that you can't learn it out. You need a pasuk for all three. So fine, chad mechad lo asa. We understand you cannot learn one from the other. But why would it not be enough for the Torah to just tell me two, and we'll learn out one from two? Okay. Oh, so that because once you have two, you already have a common denominator, so maybe the third one works also. It's not a shot. The Gemara says it's not true. Why? High day. So which one do you want to learn? Let's see. Loy lich the b'shtar. What do you want? Do you want to start not the right shtar? V'teisi ma'arach and learn out from bia and kesef. It's not good. Why? Ma'arach shagin an awesome ruba, but bia and kesef has an awe. So therefore, maybe those work because of the anah, and maybe shtar doesn't work. Okay, loy nichrach mani bebiya v'teisim adam. So let's leave out bia, and just write shtar and kesef, and we'll also learn out bia. No, that's no good either. Why? Malonah shrein kinyonim aruba. Shtar and kesef, we find these kinyonim in other areas. Rashi says like karka, when you buy soda, when you buy an eved kanani. But bia we don't find, except by Ishus. Maybe you wouldn't know bia. Learn it from Mother B'Kesef, if you want to leave out Kesef and learn it from Shtar and bia, Malon Eshkin Yeshem Ba'Korchuk. You can't, because Shtar and bia have a certain kayak that we find with cases that they work Ba'Korchuk. Shtar works Ba'Korchuk by Get, and bia works Ba'Korchuk by Yevama. And therefore, we don't have kesef ever working about korchok, and therefore you can't bring it right to kesef. I v'chit dem kesef not be about korchok. Ba'mivriya. We do find kesef about korchok. So the Amivriya has no say in being sold, because the total gets to the father. Yeah, that's true, but the ish is merely ashkechom. We don't find it by ish. And therefore, you wouldn't know kesef either, so the Torah has to write all three. Okay, Adkan. So now we're going back for the rest of today. Huh? Even though it's by get. I guess that's still right. Still within an issue. Still within. No, for a kedusha. Right, no, we don't learn out by corporal. From the Yad Tavaisa, we learn out the din of shtar, but not the same halacha. That's right. I mean, why not? Let's see. Now we're going back in time for a moment. Over there, there's a set of blue Rebbe Akiva. You know where it is? Really? I don't remember. You don't have to record it. No, we're going inside for you. No. What do you guys want? Do you want to hear it outside? Look at the side for you. Oh, yeah.